in the limelight. The U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate the veteran diplomat Antony Blinken as his Secretary of State and Linda Thomas-Greenfield as ambassador to the United Nations, moving forward to implement a campaign pledge. Blinken and Thomas-Greenfield bring deep foreign policy backgrounds to the nascent administration while providing a sharp contrast with Donald Trump, who distrusted such experience and embraced an America First policy that strained long-standing U.S. relationships. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Julian Borgia. The piece is titled, Joe Biden to nominate Antony Blinken as U.S. Secretary of State. Please stay with us for more of Julian Borgia's article. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate the veteran diplomat Antony Blinken as his Secretary of State and Linda Thomas-Greenfield as ambassador to the United Nations, moving forward to implement a campaign pledge. Antony Blinken and Linda Thomas-Greenfield bring deep foreign policy backgrounds to the nascent administration while providing a sharp contrast with Donald Trump, who distrusted such experience and embraced an America First policy that strained long-standing U.S. relationships. Blinken could be named as early as next Tuesday, according to sources close to Joe Biden, whilst the Axios website first reported Linda Thomas-Greenfield's impending nomination. Blinken's appointment made another longtime Biden aide and foreign policy veteran Jake Sullivan the top candidate to be U.S. National Security Advisor, according to a source who told the Reuters news agency. During the campaign, Joe Biden severely criticized Donald Trump's go-it-alone foreign policy and pledged to recommit to NATO and to other global pacts, whilst promising to tap experts to fight the COVID-19 crisis and other problems at home. He has promised to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement and the World Health Organization, WHO, and potentially the Iran nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. America First has made America alone, Joe Biden said in a town hall meeting in October. Antony Blinken is a longtime Biden confidant who served as number two at the State Department and as Deputy National Security Advisor in Barack Obama's administration, in which Joe Biden served as vice president. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, a black woman who served as the Assistant Secretary of State for Africa under Barack Obama, was intended to restore morale and help fulfill Joe Biden's pledge to choose a diverse cabinet, the Axios website reported. Jake Sullivan served as Joe Biden's National Security Advisor during the Obama administration and also as Deputy Chief of Staff to the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Ron Klain, Joe Biden's choice as White House Chief of Staff, told ABC's This Week program that the first Biden cabinet picks would come on Tuesday. Joe Biden said last week he had settled on a Treasury Secretary. The former Federal Reserve Chairman, Janet Yellen, is believed to be the top candidate in Democratic and monetary policy circles. A spokesman for Joe Biden's transition team declined to comment. Ron Klain again urged that the Trump administration, specifically a federal agency called the General Services Administration, GSA, formally recognized Biden's victory in order to unlock resources for the transition process, Joe Biden is due to take office on 20th of January. A record number of Americans rejected the Trump presidency, and since then, Donald Trump has been rejecting democracy, Ron Klein told This Week. Since Biden, a Democrat, was declared the winner of the election 2 weeks ago, Trump has launched a barrage of lawsuits and mounted a pressure campaign to try to prevent state officials from certifying their vote totals, suffering another emphatic legal setback on Saturday in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden received 6 million more votes nationwide than Donald Trump and prevailed 306 to 232 in the state-by-state electoral college system that determines the election's victor. Ron Klein said there would be scaled-down versions of the existing traditions for Biden's inauguration. Inauguration ceremonies and related events typically draw huge crowds to Washington. COVID-19 cases and deaths are surging in many parts of the country amid a pandemic that has killed more than 256,000 Americans. Critics of Donald Trump, including Democrats and some Republicans, have accused him of trying to undermine faith in the American electoral system and delegitimize Joe Biden's victory by promoting false claims of widespread voter fraud.